Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Millennials have spoken. They're putting blames on their boomer parents for dropping the ball with financial and life skills education. Adults that are coming to their midlife era now, starting families, wanting to buy homes, and fully diving into this whole thing, adulting situation we all must face, apparently have some beef with the people who have raised them. The reason? Well, we can't say what goes into everyone's therapy visits, but in general, millennials are claiming that boomers did not set them up for success by failing to teach them crucial financial and life skills needed to thrive, creating that giant generational wealth gap we're now experiencing.
Of course, no parents are perfect, and we give some grace for what basically the hardest job to exist, right?
But let's get to the bottom of this topic today. Are the complaints valid? Were millennials woefully unprepared to find success in adulthood? If so, what can they do about it now to take control of their financial future and life?
We'll cover all this and more. Let's dive in.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago,
we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
And you might be wondering how we came across this riveting topic, right? Well, where else does one explore the pondering of life and find like-minded and like-frustrated comrades in digital era where we live in? Online forums, of course.
And let us tell you, millennials has been lighting these forums up with complaints about being ill-prepared for the realities of life.
Here's a few examples. One Redditor claims, "I can't recall a single piece of solid advice from my folks on navigating life."
Another agree, sharing that she was given a credit card at 18 with absolutely no direction on how to use it or any education about interest rate, an experience that many people seem to share.
Other stories came up in the forum too, like a 31-year-old who is now starting to explore investments in the hopes of saving for the future, but constantly wonders why his dad, who worked in finance, never once talked about personal finances with him at a younger age.
Instead, this one Reddit user got cliche one-liners like, "Be responsible with your money or manage it wisely."
I think we've heard that once or twice, right?
Yep.
We understand where these people are coming from, especially since millennials have been labeled as a financially strained generation, with many living paycheck to paycheck, about 70% bogged down by high living costs and low wages.
Don't even get us started on debt, because the average millennial has racked up about $27,251 in non-mortgage debt, with homeowners debt resting around $232,272.
With 90% of millennials dealing with some form of debt, it's easy to see why financial frustrations are being aired.
The generational wealth gap is widening and has been for a while, with fewer millennials buying homes or growing long-term wealth as their boomer counterparts. It puts a bit of a damper on the American dream they thought they were headed for.
So where does this leave us? Millennials might be right about not being fully prepared to thrive in adulthood. Financial literacy wasn't top priority for many boomer parents, and their offspring now face the consequences with things like crushing debt, very little retirement savings, and years of missed investment opportunities that could have changed their futures.
But here's the good news. Are you listening? There is still hope for millennials to create a better financial future and break out of the daunting economic state that they have found themselves in.
Because here's the thing, the complaints we're hearing about missed financial opportunities are valid. It would be amazing if financial literacy started at a younger age and important life skills were taught before adulthood. But we can't go back in time, can we? We can't change what has happened up until this point.
You know what we can change? the future.
It all starts with acknowledgement that the shortcomings of our upbringings is not the end of your story. It's the very beginning of your journey towards financial empowerment as you take your education into your own hands.
Think about it, guys. We're living in a time where endless knowledge and resources are literally at the tips of our finger, many of which are free and easily accessible.
Want to learn to become an expert sourdough bread maker? You can. Want to learn a foreign language, become a better plant parent, or embark on the latest DIY trend? You can, and you absolutely can.
Honestly, guys, boomers didn't have even close to the amount of resources we have now. If you want to take your financial literacy and education into your own hands, there has never been a better time to start than right now.
The digital age has democratized learning, meaning anyone with internet access can learn pretty much whatever they want to learn.
And what better way to pursue a more solid financial future than by exploring how the wealthiest, most successful people have made their fortunes? Because here's a hot tip. Successful people love sharing their knowledge, whether through books, online courses, mentorship programs, etc. The information is out there.
The question is, are you willing to seek out and absorb every drop you can if it means you become a master of your own financial destiny?
The truth is that financial literacy is a learned skill. It's not inherited and is definitely not a guaranteed part of American school systems.
So if you want to take control of your own personal finances and the rest of your life, it's time to tap into the endless resource around you and start learning for yourself. Oh, and you don't have to be a millennial for this to apply. Now it's time to start taking control of your financial education, no matter what generation you're part of.
There are tons of inspiring success stories of self-made billionaire out there, usually from people who had much less direction and financial education than young people today.
To begin your financial literacy journey, maybe you want to spend a little time getting inspired by people like that. Learn their stories, soak up their insights, and take their lessons to heart. You may find that you already have what you need to choose a better life and pursue financial freedom.
Of course, as you continue your journey, it's important to do more than just reading about successful people. You also want to surround yourself with mentors who have what you want, as well as others who are seeking financial stability for themselves.
Wealth accumulation isn't meant to be a solitary endeavor after all. Start creating like-minded community that can help inspire and guide your own financial decisions.
Don't underestimate the power of networking here, because you never know what doors, window, and even skylight can be open when you have the right people in your corner.
Adopting the mindset of learning from, sharing with, and supporting others along the way is truly the best approach to take, because there's an endless amount of wealth out there. Helping someone doesn't mean that it's less for you. In fact, you'll find that sharing and connecting with others usually unlock even more financial opportunities than you could ever imagine.
So what have you learned today? The general wealth gap doesn't have to hold you back any longer. You can decide right here, right now to take your financial literacy and education into your own hands, regardless of your upbringings you receive.
There's plenty of opportunities for millennials to rewrite the narratives about their generation and achieve true financial freedom with the right mindset, resources, and community. It's not too late.
Start by seeking out inspiring success stories and learning from those people. Then find financial and business mentor to guide your efforts. Dedicate time and energy to educating yourself with all different resources. And of course, build yourself a solid, supportive community to come alongside you on your wealth building journey.
Your future self would thank you for your choice you make today.
Speaking of free resources, tune into this next episode for more tips to better your financial education.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.